The Bird Show.
So things kind of get a little heavy here. We've got intern Lauren on with us, who has confessed to us, like, she obsesses about food and weight and working out all the time. She's told us at one point in her life back in high school that she was eating less than 600 calories a day, but she was running cross country also, so I don't even know how you did. You couldn't have been good at it.
Well, no, and cross, I did cross country my sophomore year, and then I stopped doing cross country. I just worked out on my own.
Okay.
The rest of my high school.
So a whole bunch of people are calling saying there's a lot of red flags she's saying when she's sort of describing her life that she might have an eating disorder. So what I found online here real quick is a brief survey that we'll have you take right now. And then by the end of it, it may just give you an indication that, look, you're fine. Maybe you're not so different than a whole bunch of other women, or maybe it's something you want to look into a little bit more.
And this all started because Lauren was going to take a Christmas picture with her family was not going to eat through the holidays because she wanted to look good in the picture. And my question is, have you ever seen a picture of yourself and thought, I look really good in that picture?
Yeah, I have like a few pictures that I see, but a lot of them, like if my friends tag me in pictures, I'll just untag it because I'm like, ew, nobody needs to look at that.
And those are those current pictures?
Yeah, definitely current right now.
And for everybody who doesn't know what you look like, Lauren is beautiful and very thin. So
yes,
yeah, you're
the way she's looking at herself.
Okay. Are you a perfectionist, a person who always wants to be in control, an overachiever, and or do you think no matter what you do, it is never enough? Yes, no, or maybe.
No, because I would not consider myself an overachiever at all.
I would consider you a perfectionist.
You would?
That's the problem with some of these questions. There's sort of like three things in there.
Like vague.
And you could answer yes to some and no to others.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a perfectionist, a person who always wants to be in control, an overachiever?
Yes.
Or how do you know she's an overachiever?
Because she's been interning for us and I'm her intern coordinator.
So you see how great she does everything.
Yeah, she does a really, really great job. And she's like very detail oriented and a total perfectionist. Okay. So I'm answering for her. Sorry. I'm like your big sister over here.
Jen, let me ask this question of you for Lauren. Do you find that you seek or desire acceptance and or approval from people and or that you have a hard time saying no? Yes, no, maybe.
Yes. I hate when people say no.
Jen, do you agree with that?
I would agree.
Do you find that you are always questioning your own judgments and or actions and or do you scrutinize yourself over small faults?
I would say maybe.
Maybe. Okay. Again, this is a survey I found online that basically says, do I have an eating disorder? It's a quiz you can take. Do you think you are not good enough, stupid, and or worthless, or that people are always judging you in a negative way? Honest.
I'd say maybe.
Okay. Do you hide your feelings and or opinions from people for fear of being judged negatively, and or do you feel like a burden in to others with your problems? Yes, no, maybe.
No, I talk about my problems all the time.
Okay. Within your family and or circle of friends, are you considered the strong one who everyone will come to with problems?
I'd say maybe. I have a certain group of friends that would come to me, but others I don't really think they would care to say anything.
So sort of in the middle of the road on that.
Yeah.
Do you think life would be better and or people would like you more if you were thin or thinner?
Yes.
Do you find yourself often comparing your appearance and weight to other strangers and or models and actors?
Yes.
You got to stay away from that Bachelor show. Do you continuously feel that you are overweight even though others have told you that you are not?
Yes.
Do family members and or friends often express concern for your weight loss or gain, your appearance, and or your eating habits?
My mom does jokingly, because I joke to her like, oh my God, I feel so guilty about eating that, but
But didn't in high school you say that people were saying,
It was just my boyfriend at the time, he was saying something, but nobody else really said anything at the time.
Where are we going with that? Yes, no, or maybe?
Maybe.
Okay. Do you think everyone's problems are more important than your own, or do you belittle your own emotions and pain?
No.
Do you often feel numb or empty inside, like your life lacks fulfillment and happiness, like something is missing or there's a void inside?
No.
Oh my God, I've got an eating disorder. I do. Do you feel as though you have a conscience or voice that tells you negative things about yourself, convinces you that you do not deserve to eat and or be happy?
No.
examining yourself and how you feel. Do you believe that you may suffer from anorexia, bulimia, or compulsive overeating, or any combination of the three?
No.
Do you suffer from bouts of depression, hopelessness, and or lack of motivation? And do you find your own problems overwhelming and hard to handle?
Not really.
Are you depressed, suicidal, stressed out, and or fatigued? And do you...
Jeez, fatigued and suicidal are two totally different things. That question is crap.
Right. And there's more. You suffer from anxiety or panic attacks, mood swings, rage, and or insomnia.
I'd say I get anxiety, but none of the other things.
Should I just put maybe on that one?
Well, no, because I'm not suicidal.
Okay. That's a tough one to answer because there's so many in there.
Yeah. You can't put fatigued and suicidal in the same thing.
All right, we're almost done.
Because we're fatigued. Yeah.
Right.
I'm talking about eating disorders. Me and Jen, we have eating disorders too.
Are you tired and or have ever felt like killing somebody?
What? No.
It's like,
what? You cannot do that.
What? Have you ever been diagnosed with clinical depression, attentive deficit disorder, manic depression, bipolar 2 disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, obsessive-compulsive disorder, or any other psychological, neurological illness, or just had a cold?
No.
Okay, that's the first part. Now we're into section B. There are three sections, and it goes faster from here.
Okay.
Do you eat... self-starve or restrict, binge or purge, and or compulsively exercise when you are feeling lonely, badly about yourself, or about a situation?
Yes, to some.
While eating, self-starving, or binging and or purging, do you feel comforted, relieved, like emotional pressures have been lifted, or like you are in more control?
Well, I don't binge and purge, so...
Self-starving?
But when you exercise...
I feel like self-accomplishment, yes.
You feel like you have more control?
Yes.
Do you feel guilty following a binge and or purge episode? You don't do any of those.
No.
When eating, I've always, the thought of purging or throwing up, like that hurts so much.
It's not about food, it's about control.
Yeah, right? When eating, do you ever feel out of control or like you will lose control and not be able to stop? And do you try to avoid eating because of this fear?
No.
Do you typically feel guilty after a binge or after any snack or meal? And like you have almost instantly gained weight, like you're a failure and or like you have sabotaged yourself?
I do, but I don't think I binge on meals, so...
But you just said every time you eat something, you joke about it with your mom that you feel guilty for eating it. So that's a yes. I'm sorry. I'm answering for you again. I shut up for a little while.
Do you use self-starvation, purging, diet pills, laxative, diuretics, and or obsessive exercise as a way to attempt to lose weight?
Exercise.
Yes. Do you drink a lot of water, tea, or coffee, eat a lot of candy or junk food and or gum, smoke, and or take caffeine pills?
I drink water and coffee. None of the other things.
And is the coffee to control appetite and feel more energetic?
No.
Okay. Do you abuse alcohol, drugs, or prescription medication and or practice in self-hurting behavior such as cutting?
I drink occasionally, but that's about it.
So I put maybe on that deal?
Well, I don't cut myself.
You don't say you abuse alcohol?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you weigh yourself often, and does the number on the scale dictate your mood and or self-worth for the day?
No.
Are you constantly on a diet and or counting calories and fat grams, and or do you feel like you've tried every fad diet or lose weight quick scheme?
No.
Come on.
No, because I say that I'm not on a diet. I eat healthy. I've never been on like any crazy diet, though. I've never tried anything.
You just told us that you eat. I won't eat more than 600 calories a day.
Well, that was in high school, but that was like I was eating fruit. I wasn't like eating like a specific meal.
Yeah, that was 600 calories of fruit. That's healthy.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, Jen.
A day?
Yes. I was eating. Okay.
No. I feel like I just inhaled 600 calories by breathing.
Do you set weight goals for yourself only to find that when you reach it, that you want to lose more weight?
I generally don't weigh myself. I heard Wendy say that she was like fit. Well, she put on her clothes and they fit better. When I think of like weight loss, I think of it like that. I don't weigh myself.
Mm-hmm. So no to that?
Right.
Do you do any of the following? Hide and or steal food?
No.
Laxatives and or diet pills?
No.
Eat and or exercise secretively?
No.
Avoid eating in public around others?
No.
Wear clothes that hide your weight?
Maybe sometimes.
Okay. And or make excuses like, I don't feel well, to avoid meals?
No.
So the wear the clothes to hide your weight one, yes. So I'll just put maybe to it?
That's a lot.
Yeah, I'd say no.
You'd say no to that?
Yeah.
Are you secretive about your eating practices? Do you think they are abnormal, and or would you avoid recommending your methods to a family member or friend?
But, like, I tell everybody what I eat.
Are you secretive about your eating practices?
No, I'm not secretive. I tell everybody.
And do you avoid recommending your methods to a family member or friend?
No.
Would you worry about a friend or family member that came to you with similar weight loss coping methods?
No.
You are lying.
You are lying.
You are so lying on that one.
If you have to hesitate there.
Okay, yes.
Are we talking you into an answer, or you really believe yes?
I'd say no. I mean, I don't know.
So if somebody was sitting where you are right now and the exact same words were coming out
of
their mouth.
Okay, I would say yes.
You'd say yes. Do you lie about your eating behaviors, hide them from others at all costs, and or would you lie or steal to see, or would you lie or steal to see they could continue?
No.
Poorly written. Do you lie about your eating behaviors, hide them from others at all costs?
No.
No. Do you use self-injury as a way to cope with things?
No.
Like burning yourself or pulling out your own hair?
No.
Ow.
Do you spend a lot of time obsessively cooking for others or reading recipes?
Well, I like to cook, but that's not...
Do you spend a lot of time obsessively cooking for others or reading recipes and or studying the nutritional information on food?
I would say the last part, yes, but everything else, no.
Okay. There are just a few left here, like five left, but I still think it's pretty important. Are you temperature sensitive, always feel cold or hot?
In a specific degree? Like, what do you mean?
Temperature sensitive. Always feel cold or hot. And or do you get a tingling in your extremes?
No.
Or extremities, I'm sorry. Do you find that you bruise easily?
No.
What?
I was laughing at the tingling in your extremes. I'm sorry. I'm like a teenage boy over here laughing.
That's your goal every day. Different test, Jen.
Sorry. Wait, what are we taking a quiz about?
Do you find that you bruise easily and have a very high tolerance for pain?
No.
Are you unrealistically tired relative to the amount of energy expended?
No.
Do you suffer, any of the following? Heart palpitations or chest pains, fainting spells, blackouts or dizziness, chronic lower back pain, headaches or lightheadedness?
No.
And do you suffer any of the following? Disruption of menstrual cycle and or irregularity?
No.
Infertility, decreased sex drive, irritability?
No.
Lack of ability to concentrate, blurred vision?
No.
Dental problems?
No.
Insomnia?
No.
Fatigue?
No.
Anxiety or depression?
No.
Okay, that's it. All right, let me play a couple of commercials because we're way behind, and then we'll have your results after commercials, okay?
All right. The Bird Show.